Hello, good folks. It's the Coffee Squad, and you're tuning in to Mocha Pot Thoughts.
That's right. This is Chef Rockport of the Coffee Squad. We are venturing off with you on a whole new, well, I don't want to say adventure, but a whole new adventure.
A whole new brew of content.
That's right. We're going to be including all types of subjects and guests on our show. This year, we've decided that, you know what? Everybody's on the Coffee Squad.
That's right.
That's right. If you're interested in being the Coffee Squad, you're in.
That's right. Squad with us.
That's right. And you start squadding with us right here, right now. So what we do is we take the time to really analyze and enjoy all facets of coffee. Where it comes from, of course, tasting it, smelling it, cooking with it, and anything else. We like the people who like coffee, so we venture out and talk with people who love coffee.
Even the newbies.
Oh, newbie dude.
Like our guest here, who's squadding with us today.
That's right. This is actually our resident Viking. If you're familiar with any of our vlogs, we have a cameraman who never makes an appearance, but he's always there for us. So we decided to include him in our podcast. So everybody say hello to our resident Viking, Seth Armstrong.
I'm also the local mute. You can find me at any neighborhood gas station.
Oh, man.
You can't talk to me, though.
Yeah. Listen, ladies, he's taken, unfortunately. But this is a sexy man here. If you get a chance to peep him on social media. Seth, what's your handle?
For Instagram, it would be That Seth Life.
That's
with underscores in between the words.
That's right. Big old long haired blonde bearded man here.
Is he blonde?
Well, it's got some blonde scraggles in it, but the hair on top of his head is blonde. So if you're into that type of thing, you know, you got some candy for your eyeballs.
Yep.
All right, now that we're done making that weird. So what we've done is for this episode, well, we always try and take the bean to our mouth.
Pause.
Hey.
So what we do this episode is
no pause never mind.
No need.
I was gonna say ain't no pause when the coffee's involved. But
sometimes there has to be.
I was gonna say enter dirty joke here. So we're giving a new coffee a try. It's actually from Colorado. This is from Old Town Spicy Shop. This is their hopped up coffee. So it's a blend with black IPA. So if you guys ever get the chance to see this, it's excuse me. Ground up coffee has got bits of actual hops in it. You can see them right in the back of the bag. They made the bag clear in the back so you can see it. It's pretty awesome. You know, you get all the flakes in there. And if you guys don't know, hops is actually a relative of hemp and another well-known plant as well. It looks, you know, looks just like it. But as we know, hops is a well-used, I don't know if you call it a grain or what, but ingredient in making beer, especially here in the U.S. Currently, Indian Pale Ale is a very, very popular type of beer. There's tons out there. People are familiar with lagers and stouts and pilsners and things like that. So this particular coffee, like I said, they got chunks.
Chunks of things.
Chunks of things in there. You can see it.
Nah, chunks of hops, for real. Yeah. I had mine tonight was, what was it?
Yours was French pressed.
French pressed.
Yep.
Mine was French pressed. I can honestly say that it was a little bit more mellow, even with the flavors. Didn't get too much IPA, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't punch me in the face with that. But I could taste a little bit of the hops along with the bean, but both flavors were a little bit more on the mellow side. It was light. So I gotta say it was more like if you could take the IPA and the coffee grounds and steep them into a tea. That's pretty much what I got. I think that as the temperatures got a little bit cooler, the dimensions of the drink got a lot better. And I think it would make a good iced coffee, probably. It would probably taste good on ice. So, yeah, that's a thought next time.
Yeah, if y'all.
It's a mocha pot thought.
Mocha pot thought. Speaking of which, so I actually had the same exact coffee. I brewed mine in a mocha pot. If you don't know, that's M-O-K-A. It's a traditional Italian way of brewing coffee. It's a tiny little pot that you put on your stovetop. You put the water on the bottom, your bean in the middle on a filter. As it heats up, steam brings the coffee up to the top and dumps it in a bucket thing for you to pour into your cup. The problem with it is you know, it's a little extra hot, which changes the you know, chemical nature of the bean, but sometimes for the better. And it's heavily concentrated, so you can get caffeinated pretty quick.
Oh yeah, it turns the bean mean.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's raging through my veins right now. So I got a little more concentrated flavor than the French press. I was saying that it has kind of like a woody kind of taste to it, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it kind of tastes a little bit like wood, but still pretty good. The bitter comes out pretty hard, and I'm kind of attributing that.
Did it have like a popsicle stick type of taste?
Nah, really. Oh, like
everybody's been a kid.
Yeah, you eat the popsicle,
and then all that's left is the stick, and you're like playing video games. You still got the stick in your mouth, yeah. Balls, all that, but you got that woody popsicle stick taste.
Yeah, it tastes like a slobbered on popsicle stick.
That's a long I didn't say slobbered. Okay,
it's all swolled up with spit.
Shoot, you know what? Back to the hopped up on that.
So I'm assuming that the hops added some real bitter notes to it. It was very bitter coffee, which isn't bad. Bitter coffee has its time and place. To go with it, I'd actually made some cookies tonight. they're kitchen sink cookies because I threw in everything but the kitchen sink. So we had some pretzel bits in there, some pecans, some chocolate chips, and some butterscotch chips as well.
Did and then some of the hot beans in the cookies.
Hot bean, man. You know, honestly, I should have threw some espresso bean in there. A little bean in there. That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. But no.
Next time.
Yeah. So extra salt. Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Salt Bae.
Yeah.
Salt Bae. Because I'm a big fan of salty desserts. Yeah, so I salted them pretty good. But so long story short, those cookies were terrible with this particular coffee because
yeah, they didn't pair well.
No. I think it was the butterscotch, honestly, that threw it off of the bitter coffee. Had it just been straight, maybe dark chocolate chip cookies, it would have been perfect. But I did the most because I didn't know what this coffee tastes like. It didn't pair well.
The bag. Hopped up coffee. You started off a little rough, man. But you got better. You was at the bottom of the staircase, and you hopped up about 6.5 steps. That I don't even know if that's possible. Anyway, you hopped up about 6 steps. And then as you got cooler, you hopped up another step. I'll give you about 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 from B-Me to the Coffee Squad on the hopped up coffee from Colorado. That's what I got.
Yeah, I think I'd give it a 7 as well. Excuse me. Yeah, I think I'd give it a 7 as well just because of its potential.
Yeah.
It drank pretty well by itself. I put a little Irish cream in it as well just to see how that goes. I mean, honestly, it got a little muted in there. You know, I think maybe I put too much Irish cream in there. But the sweet and the bitter kind of just came together to make a regular plain tasting coffee. Which is, I mean, it's good. It's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, 7 for me on this one.
Seth, you got a rating?
I'd say 5. Five for me. Five. Pretty average. It wasn't disgusting. I was able to actually drink it. Didn't have to like spit it back out to clink a cup or anything. But no.
Okay.
French press? Okay. Yes.
Yeah, French press type beer. It was a little bit more mellow, a little easier to drink. I probably would not have liked it in the mocha pot.
I mean, I definitely finished it. It's empty.
Well, it got finished, so, you know, yeah. that's a solid 5 then.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, you know, it had resip value.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So let's get on to a little more bean in vivo. So live today, we went down to, oh, by the way, we're broadcasting from Charlotte, North Carolina. For the folks that do not know, this is our current home, the Queen City. There
QC.
Is
QC.
That's right, the QC. There is so much lively action here in the Queen City, whether it be in the uptown area or surrounding cities, suburbs, towns, whatever. There's mm-hmm. always something going on, and there is plenty of bean to speak of. There's tons of roasters, tons of local coffee shops who get their beans from other local roasters, and they just do all types of magic with it. So today we wanted to visit Queen City Grounds.
That's right.
Which is a super duper up and coming. I mean, they're already settled in. They're super successful. They're getting ready to branch out with two new locations. And the crazy thing is, when we were speaking to the general manager, he was telling us that they didn't even aspire to something like this. They're just going along, doing some great stuff, and folks come in the door talking about, you know what? We would like to be a part of what you guys are doing. Can you please go ahead and take your formula and inject it into my brick and mortar? You know?
I don't even know how to feel about that, you know what I'm saying? But just put it in the building.
Put it in the box. Put it in the box. So
please.
So we walked into this place. I gotta say, it was I was expecting something, and I was surprised, you know, happily. So I got in there, and I was thinking a little bit of pretension would be coming my way, and it sure wasn't. The folks who were working there were extremely, extremely chill, down to earth, you know, very helpful. And, you know,
let's talk about what hit you in the face when we first got in the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me back it up. Let me back it up. Close the door. Yep. Walk right back in. Cling-a-ling-a-ling. There goes the bell. All right. So I walked in there, and the first thing that popped me in the mouth, I don't know if that was some kind of cheese bagel or maybe that breakfast burrito that they got in there.
Yeah. Burrito. A panini.
Panini. Something. I do not know. But the food smelled so good. I actually smelled the food before I smelled any coffee in this coffee mm-hmm. shop. You know, I walked in there and thought, good Lord, this is an amazing brunch spot. And got distracted.
Facts.
So they got all types of amazing baked goods in there. And, you know, you can get your lunch on, your brunch on, your breakfast on, your whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're open late. So we all take a little visit to Queen City Grounds.
What did you get?
So I... upon looking at the menu, I went with the mocha latte. And so their mocha latte was amazing. It was had some very strong bitter notes to it. It literally just tasted like a brownie in a cup. You know, if I had to describe it, that was it, brownie in a cup.
Metaphorically speaking, you could have just like stuck the spoon straight down in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
No, what part?
All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
Oh, all okay. of it. All of it. Yeah. So it was a real good drink, real smooth, and of course it was beautiful how they prepared it. You know, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And they roast their beans there as well, by a master. Well, this man is a master of just about everything. So I call him a master roaster because the bean was masterfully done. But he's also a master shredder. And I'm not talking about Ninja Turtles. Master Shredder, as in he shreds on a guitar. He was voted top 50 in Rolling Stones in recent history of guitarists. And he tours with a specific band all around, you know, the U.S. And on his off time, he's out there roasting beans. Yeah. So I guess he's just really good at everything he does. His name is Paul Wagner.
Roasting and riffing.
Yeah, that's right. Google that man. What'd you get, B?
Shout out to Paul Wagner. Yeah. I was excited. I showed up in there, man, and it was just like he said, the people were down to earth, very welcoming. And we explained to them who we were, being the Coffee Squad.
Coffee Squad!
And I was excited, so I was like, man, my first drink, my first beverage. I wanted it to be a small beverage because I was like, I might come back and get something else, you know. So my first
– You mean you didn't even make it out the door. Ladies and gentlemen, he was greedy today. He didn't even leave that place.
I was greedy. my first beverage was a small beverage. It was a cappuccino, which I don't do cappuccinos that often. And I got to say, it was the best cappuccino so far that I've had ever. Because, I mean, of course, I haven't had that many. Mm-hmm. But out of all the ones that I've ever had, this one left its mark. So it's just there. You hear that, roasters? Y'all got to top that one. But, you know, hey, friendly competition out here, though. You know, ain't nobody pressuring nobody. But for right now, they set the mark. So now, it was delicious. It was sweet, but not too sweet. It was just like the right amount of froth, milk, everything involved. Delicious. So I gotta definitely give that cappuccino a 9.5 out of 10. Cause good it was, Lord. Oh yeah, it was done. I slayed that joint. That joint got slayed. And then after that, we had another Coffee Squad member.
Yes.
Dwan Hill. Some may know him as Warborn. Of the Justice League, you know. Taking gospel hip-hop to new levels, Lights. You know, here in the Queen City. Justice League. JHLMG. Look us up. www.jhlmg.com. It's a whole squad of us. It's great stuff. Great music. That's a whole nother thing. He showed up, you know, and we also partook of a sandwich.
Oh, yes. The sandwich.
It was a BLT with what kind of sauce on there?
Gochujang. It's a Korean spicy paste kind of thing. It's like red pepper paste. Kind of sweet, kind of spicy. Now, this wasn't just a gochujang sauce. They called it gochudang. Because it was actually mixed with peanut butter. So this was actually a peanut butter BLT with gochujang.
That's right, folks. I'm going to say that again. A peanut butter BLT. Yeah. And
my man liked it so much, he forgot that he's not me. I said it, and then he said, I'll say it again. It was that good. He's confused. He's confused. It really was that good. Okay, sorry. Continue.
I just had a moment because I mean, first of all, that's plaids and stripes. A BLT and peanut butter, that's two different sandwiches,
it's
baby.
It's true.
You know, that's Jekyll and Hyde. You know, they collided. So, you know, but that sandwich, I don't know what they did to it, but killing. Yeah. And I gotta get that sandwich. Probably a 9 out of 10. Well, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 because it was good. It was good. It was different, but it was good. It didn't disappoint. And the flavors was on point. That peanut butter, you would have thought, like, in your mind, you could not fathom it even going or fitting in this sandwich, but it fit. It fit. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the wheat bread that I selected to go with it. So
you cut
the
lip off.
Man, let me tell you, man. I could have told them to lightly toast this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They put the slices of bread through the gates.
They did through the hot gates.
Almost through the hot gates. You know what I mean? We're not even gonna talk about the gates of. We're just gonna say the hot gates. But they did. Yeah. They almost took it there. Then they snatched it back. And the bread was so crispy. Yeah, I got my lip. Cut my lip.
That's no joke, y'all. That's no joke. I was enjoying my mocha. I looked up and I said, B. Now, I was going to make fun of you for not eating the crust on your sandwich. Because I promise y'all, when I looked down, I saw he took his crust off. Like, you know what it was like when you were a kid. And so I was, because I make fun of everybody. But I decided to leave him alone. But then I looked at his lip and saw it was bleeding. And I immediately realized why he took the crust off. And I said, B, you might want to take care of that. It looked like somebody drew on you on your lip there. I think you're enjoying your sandwich a lot. You try to eat your own skin. You just, that's not bacon. That's a B meat.
Okay, but yeah, it was delicious. But I ended our visit at Queen City Grounds with a golden chai latte with a shot of espresso. So that's what we would call a dirty golden chai latte.
That's right. That's right.
And I would say that was a very dynamic drink. So you got your espresso, and you got your turmeric in there working along with the cinnamon, and that was very dynamic. I'd also have to pop that up there. It was popping nines out the park.
It's true.
A very tasty beverage. It looked delicious. Everything was well prepped and just gorgeous looking. It was a very good very good visit with Queen City Roasters. I gotta give y'all's visit a 10 out of 10, man.
I agree.
10 out of 10. I was just dope. So
yes. Absolutely. So we will be making a revisit with them. In fact, you guys keep an eye out because we do reviews and vlogs, and we interview people live. So I think we're going to be showing up there to do some filming and things like that. So we will we'll keep y'all posted on how that goes, and maybe we can consider some collaborations with them because, like I said before, we like to collab with as many people as we can. We're trying to currently put together some events to put this Queen City on the map.
Yeah,
we've participated in plenty. I think it's our turn to take the head on one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Pause a little bit. I'm talking the whole state of North Carolina because I've went to some coffee conventions, and these are in different states, different cities, and when they find out where I'm from, they're like, man, these are like literal coffee aficionados that are telling me, hey, North Carolina's doing some things down there, but like, y'all are a little lesser known for coffee, and we want to change that.
I agree.
So
I agree.
So roasters out there in North Carolina, specifically Charlotte and surrounding cities, and just the whole state of North Carolina, let's collaborate, man. Let's get some North Carolina coffee cons out there. Some North Carolina coffee festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I know I said that hard.
Best of us.
The emphasis.
Yeah.
It sells them more.
It's like, coffee, pal.
Exactly. I think you meant Bow Wow.
Bow Wow, yes.
Coffee mania.
Absolutely.
Coffee extravaganza.
Absolutely. Are you going to buy coffee from someone who says it like I do? Or like how you said festival?
Yeah. Yes, we're going to.
Better.
That's right.
Buy this coffee.
Give everyone their coffee blessings. That's right.
Like blessings.
Yes, like that. Yes, absolutely. So if you guys did not know, coffee as a single entity was baptized and blessed by a pope back in, I don't know, I'm going to guess 1500s, 1600s, something like that. Stupid factoid. So coffee was outlawed. They said that it was of the devil. They said it was satanic. And so it was kind of like our, alcohol thing we had here in the U.S. Then a pope came into place, and he said, you know what? I'd like to go ahead and make this thing holy. Makes me feel good.
It's from always trying to ruin a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So he went ahead and baptized the entire bean. He said, from here on out, the bean is holy. So enjoy your holy bean, everybody.
16th century.
I knew it. See? I should have Googled this if I knew the exact date, but yeah, still.
Thought I'd do a fact check.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Live fact check. We didn't have to wait to the end or next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but a king banned it in 1777.
So he was banned twice then.
He was banned twice. What? They hate him. Because he thought it was impacting beer sales. That makes sense.
Okay. So that's important. Yeah, that's important.
Should have had some coffee festivals back then, but they wouldn't have had that problem. Anyway.
Fun fact.
All right. So we appreciate everybody taking the time to check in on us, check in with us. And please subscribe to all of these sounds that you're hearing. I don't care what you think about the bean. I don't care what you think about this rant. Go ahead and subscribe, okay? because there'll be more coming your way.
Oh, we're going everywhere. We're going around the world.
It's true. It's true.
So, you know, the chat might, you know, we might end up in the coffee quantum realm. You know what I'm saying? We might end up, you know, where Ant-Man ended up.
In the Tesseract.
Yeah. Conversationally, we might end up in, straight up, we might end up interstellarly. Yes. You know, in a whole nother dimension. You just got to travel with us.
Yeah. You walk into that black hole, and you turn around, and you looking at the back of your own head. Okay?
That's some Twilight Zone type stuff. Listen. First of all, pause all that, okay? Pause all that. You got to be careful when you're just walking in the black holes. You got to specify the black holes you're walking
in. Listen, the specificity of the black hole I'm talking about ain't none of your business. Just come to the...
He's talking about gravitational singularities, okay? That's what he's talking about. Y'all, when a red star dies...
Just come to the show. Okay?
The gravity of its mass... collapses on itself.
It warps on time and space and all the rules that we know.
Creates an infinite hole of gravity. That's the black hole that I'm referring to.
I don't care. Step into the black hole, look at the back of your head.
What? You make sense of it, people, because I can't. All I know is I'm still hopped up on coffee, man. That's all I know.
Yes, sir. Get caffeinated.
Colorado.
That's right. Colorado, thank you. We over here on Mocha Pot Thoughts, we thank you.
Yeah, man.
And it's just so y'all know, it's style goods, not thoughts. It's thoughts.
Yeah, okay? Thoughts. There's no thoughts. There's thoughts. No. Ah, man.
It's
Mocha Pot Thoughts. Yeah. It's thoughts from the mind. There's no thoughts.
Yeah. We don't discriminate against the thoughts.
Okay. Well, we don't need them over here in our space during this conversation. That would not, no, 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 we don't need that.
Maybe one day we'll get some thoughts from a thought. I don't know, but that's not important. Okay? So just enjoy the soothing sounds of the bean from the hashtag Caffeination Nation.
Yeah, we're trying to caffeinate the nation. Listen, right. don't procrastinate. Caffeinate, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please.
From the one and only team that's got more slogans than Hulk Hogan. The Kofi Squad.
Kofi Squad. All right, y'all. I think that's about us signing off for Mocha Pop Dots.
Episode 1.
Bow.
Bow wow.
Bow wow. We'll have to tell them about that next time.
Mocha Pot Thoughts. Bow wow.